This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Monday, the 6th of October, and it is a joy to be with you. Hello. My name is Erica Longdon. If you're new to 1-2 Radio, I'm your host on Monday morning, 7:30 Pacific, which I think is 11:30. 1-2-3-4. I think it's 11:30 Eastern. Forgive me if I'm wrong. It is 3:30 here in the UK, although I haven't looked when the clocks do their dance, which may be coming up. But anyway, I will deal with that another week. It is a pleasure to have your company. And it's a very special day for me. I love this day because I happen to be born on this day, or as somebody's put in the chat room, made my appearance on the stage of the world. Thank you so much for that. Also, happy birthday to Maureen White Varner, who I know is in the chat room. It is also your birthday today. And also happy name day to Jennifer Hart, who's found out it's her name day in Sweden. So it's a great day to be celebrating. And if you want to come and see those lovely people in the chat room, it is very, very simple to do. Go to 12radio.com, take a look at the menu on the left-hand side, and it will take you into the chat where you will see these lovely people, many of whom would like a reading, and I promise you I will get round to it. I've got loads to pack in today, which is why I'm motoring along. Good morning to Maureen White Varner. Happy birthday to you. Good morning to Jane Barbone, to Jennifer Hart down the road in Cornwall, to Jean McIntosh, to Tara Elizabeth, Kat Garner is in there as well. So if you want to come and join those lovely people, you can do that. It is my first show of October, and I will be taking you through my October starscopes. It is also a full Harvest Hunter supermoon in Aries. And if you want to know what that means for you, we'll go take a look at Mark Husson's YouTube page. It's his shorts for the day. He's done me a lovely shout out on there this morning. Thank you, Mark. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the show to find out what it means for me today. It did say for Libra, it's time to get your scales in balance. And I have to say, for once in my life, I'm very in balance today. So let me get onto these starscopes so that I can do you the readings, because I have got to get so much into this show. So welcome to my October starscopes. If you want to read along, by the way, you'll find them on my website, which is angelhandsheal.com. You'll also find them on the front page of 1-2Listen, along with the scopes of my colleagues, and of course the gratitude board. So, and there's gratitude is so powerful. I cannot begin to tell you how powerful the use of gratitude, of projecting into the future a positive outcome, is, especially at the moment when there is so much hubris swirling around. I'll say that and leave it there. So welcome to these October starscopes. If you don't know how I do them, it's an alchemy of astrological signs, tarot insight, and usually I pick an oracle card for guidance as well. And in this month, to honour the connection to nature and the changing of the seasons, when I did this, I set the sound with alchemical music. I play the gong. We've got cymbals. We've got bird songs. I've got incense of Merlin lit. My dragon infusion was lit. Although he could be. Merlin the cat was about as well. And Magic the cat. They weave their magic in and out. And here in the Celtic lands of Arthurian legend, where Merlin, of course, walked, not the cat, the human being, the magician. I've called forth the message from my wisdom tarot, and the whole thing is overlit by Archangel Raphael, who is the archangel that I have worked with ever since I discovered the angelic realms. And I know opinions differ on this, but I always associate Raphael with the east and the winds and the air. Therefore, he's the perfect archangel to guide Libra. And I've also called on the divine feminine powers of the goddess Lakshmi, who's associated with Libra and who connects us to our powers of prosperity and abundance. And I have to say a deep gratitude to Lakshmi and Ganesh, because we have a thing over here, a government bond called premium bonds. And you put some money in, you don't get any interest, like it's not a savings account, but they have a prize every month, and sometimes it can be £1 million. And I haven't won anything for about 3 years, and I woke up to my birthday, it said you have won, and the smallest prize is £25, which is about $35. But this time I'd won £100. Thank you, Lakshmi. That's about $150. So wow, I'm going to treat myself to something nice. October is also ruled over by the angel Barbiel, And Barbiel reminds us of the generosity of nature, pardon me, and divine magic. As you sow, so shall you reap. Again, this is speaking to this projecting a positive mindset. Some of the fruits of our labours we enjoy immediately, some projections, others arrive at the optimum time. I'm having a life lesson in that this year. It's also the time when, oh, I love it, we celebrate Samhain. You know me and Samhain, I love it, All Hallows' Eve. It's a night in the Celtic calendar when the harvest was finally gathered in and everything else had to be left in the fields for nature and foraging, and great communal fires were lit, and there was feasting, and the bones, if you did that kind of thing, were thrown into the flames, hence bonfire. Also made it very nutritious to put the ashes back on the land, and a flame from the fire was taken into each dwelling and lit to keep the fires burning throughout the winter months, which was also honouring the goddess Vesta and her Greek personification Hestia, the goddesses of hearth and home. Samhain also marks the end of the Celtic year. That's how I always celebrate. And it's a night when the veil of the worlds thins so that departed loved ones can draw near. And spirits who you don't like, you can usher to go somewhere else. It's a night to reflect, to commune with the living and the departed, and just be grateful that you're surrounded by your loved ones and for all that was and will be. So to begin this channeling, I called forth beautiful Raphael, the archangel of heart and health, and asked for a card for guidance for us all this month. And his message is very clear. Listen to your body's wisdom and honour and respect your body's needs. If you need rest, then rest. If you need to change your diet, then change your diet. If you need more hydration, then do that. If your physical instincts guide you to go somewhere or not go somewhere, listen. So that's the overview of the star scopes. I'm now going to start taking you through the individual signs, starting with the birthday people, Libra. So happy Earth Day, Libra. It's time for another trip around the sun, and this is your cue to find the strength to mentally move forward. Whatever's been triggering your feelings and spinning your thoughts, the energy is changing because you intend it to be so. And this month is all about positive intention and moving away from feeling that you're blocked by circumstance and lack. I think the universe was listening to me when I channeled that, because I have been dealing with something like that and it has just shifted. So, well, slightly. This month, I'm looking forward now to Scorpio. This month is your opportunity to stand up for yourself and what you believe. And this is your life. You are its creator. If you like your creation, then defend it and be grateful. If you don't, then make your mind up to end what no longer works for you and step into a new reality. If you're planning to make a new start, spend this month making careful plans. I was also going to say as I go along, listen for your rising sign if you know it, because and your moon, because it will give you a broader view of what's going on for you. Sagittarius, I'm a Sag moon. This is the time of transformation for Sagittarius. It signifies changes that appear on the horizon. Allow them to pass by. If significant changes appear on the horizon, allow them to pass by without resistance. If you've been feeling stuck, then this is actually the answer. You may have to remove the mask of illusion you've been clinging to. Trust that life will eventually be more authentic, grounded, and prosperous. Capricorn, so much renewal is possible if you're feeling brave. Capricorn is a sign which likes certainties, and this month may feel like a voyage on high seas in a storm, but not to worry. It's just a chance to reevaluate life and what is important for you right now. Connect to poetry, art, and music as a way to express your emotions. Aquarius, this month presents an opportunity to examine and redefine balance in your life. Take a practical inventory of your surroundings. If you feel like pulling out all the cupboards, either metaphorically or literally, then do so. Be objective rather than subjective about what you will keep and what will be repurposed. Pisces, the moon was in your sign till last night. October is not a time for action, even though it's a Pisces, it's an Aries full moon. It's a month to go within and connect with your true heart's desire and inner truth. And as the evenings darken, use the time to meditate and deepen your connection to wisdom, however that comes to you. As the days shorten, feel the sun of your soul's light in your center. That's your inner journey. On the outside, you may find yourself called to take charge of a situation and get organized. Keep a sense of humor handy. Aries, happy full moon. Cycles are ending, new beginnings are emerging, and new emotional experiences offered up. Step through the portal with strength and personal power and assertiveness powered by kindness. Use the sword and shield of forgiveness to release and transform. You'll discover you are stronger than you know. Taurus, you're facing a busy month, Taurus. It's time to get to work, and it's a good time to be working. You're skilled and you deserve to be well rewarded for your expertise, so don't underestimate or undervalue yourself. Show the world what you can do and who you are. You are the CEO of your life, and you mean business. Gemini, be ambitious this month. Be inspired. Step into the spotlight. If you have a vision of how you want life to be and where you want to travel, keep your eyes on the big picture and allow the details to adjust if that's required. Just trust your instincts and take each next step. Cancerians, choices, 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 so many choices. You need guidance and you're going to get it. Cancer is one of the most intuitive signs, and feelings are your GPS. So use your amazing instincts to feel your way to the answer. If you work with angels, ask your guardian angel for help and be open to receiving signs. Leo, expect brilliant new ideas or epiphanies of how to overcome obstacles. Sometimes we just need to take a slight course correction to keep life on track. There's great happiness and solace to be found at home for you. This peace and contentment offers the foundation on which to build and be supported as you let your imagination fly. And finally, Virgo. Everything may seem up in the air and uncertain this month, and it could mean travel or opportunities, or perhaps you're awaiting an outcome of a project or a situation. Make sure you keep your focus on the positive and not the potential pitfalls. It could trigger old emotional patterns from the past, so remember, the past is in the rearview mirror, and you are traveling forward, so don't look back. Those are the starscopes for the month of October. As I said, you'll find them on One to Listen on the front page, and you'll also find them on my website, angelhandsheal.com. If you would like them read to you again, the show will go to on demand as soon as I come off air and I can get it up there. I'm followed, of course, by the amazing Mark Husson, and it is a full moon and it's Aries, and I cannot wait to find out what this means, especially as for Maureen Whitevana and myself, it is our Earth Day. So let's get in this chat room. I'm watching the clock. I need to keep motoring because I know you all want readings. So Maureen would like a message today for your birthday. Bear with me as I do these cards. I've still got this wrist thing on, this wrist. It's not a cast because I haven't broken it, but I have sprained it, and it makes dealing with the cards a bit difficult, but they have flown out for you, Maureen. I have two lovely cards for your birthday. One is the King of Water, King of Cups. Now, I always associate this card with the sign of Cancer. So if you know where the sign of Cancer is in your chart, you might want to have a look. It's always about someone who is trustworthy, devoted, or a situation that's safe. So I think you can feel that this year you're going to be surrounded by loving support. And I have it with the fire card. I have nine of fire. And this woman warrior has her shield up. And there's a full moon, a huge super moon behind her. So I know we're right on it with this card. And she's protecting what she's created. She's standing up for what she believes. And above all else, she is never giving up. And I know that speaks to you because you're a very determined woman. Maureen, happy birthday. Jane Barbone, happy appearance day. Thank you. Jennifer Hart, happy, what was it? Name day for you. Card if possible. She said, see me later, because actually I'm having a gathering of the girls tonight. In olden days, we'd have been done for witchcraft. They're parking the brooms on the lawn. The neighbours will talk. No, I'm joking. See you later, Jennifer. So the cards for you today. That's interesting because I know what you're dealing with. I've got this, you have a triple card reading. I've got the the One of Water, the Ace of Water, which is this beautiful emotional renaissance, and falling in love with life. And then I've got the Knight of Air, which is someone, a knight who's forging forward mentally. So you've got this mental, emotional makeover. But then, interestingly, I have it with the Four of Earth. Now, the Four of Earth is a card, in some decks it's called the Meanness card, which I think is a bit mean because it doesn't really mean that. It means don't try and control things. Just keep the energy very positive and allow the universe to line stuff up. Hope that's helpful. Jean McIntosh, you've just found out you own all the rights to your mother's colonial era cookbook and you can publish it outside of Vanity Press because you assisted, aged 14, with the original research. Wow, what a wonderful thing to have in the family. You need a card. Okay, we need Sandalphon, Archangel Sandalphon you need, Jean, who is your Earth Star Chakra. He works with writers and musicians. So I feel you need Sandalphon and you need Metatron, who is the other end. He's your top chakra, your soul star. And these two archangels are like brothers. So you need those in your life. And let's see if they'll give me a card. And I have Archangel Michael come through as well. He's the Emperor. This is the man who can get stuff done. And he's associated, this card is associated with Aries, and he sits on a throne with the two rams of Aries behind him. So use this full moon, Jean. Use it really well. Talk to Sandalphon, talk to Metatron, and intend. See the book in your hands, see it in bookstores, see how it looks, just really empower it. How am I doing for time? Okay, I'm doing all right. Let's have a look. Tara Elizabeth. Let's have a look and see. Thank you for your birthday wishes. Oh, you've got the most gorgeous little doggy here. And you say, this. How will this little guy fit in once he's adjusted to our new home? What? And you said he was a happy surprise. What a sweetie. He really is. Okay, let me tune into him by looking at him. What I pick up from him at the moment, looking into his eyes, is he's thinking, I'm in this new home and I've got to, he's feeling like he's got to reinvent himself. He's thinking, who do I have to be in order to fit in? So he's kind of feeling that he's got to change who he is. So you need to make him very secure in that it's okay to be him. You know, yes, he's going to have to get to know everybody in the house, but it's all right to be who he is. He doesn't have to amend who he is just in order to fit in, that he will be loved. He can trust that he's going to be loved for who he is. It's going to take time because when I get a card out for him, I've got the Wheel, which is a Jupiter card, and that's Sagittarius. So it's going to take this little guy a couple of months to really settle in and figure out who he is. But the Wheel is turning and I've got it with the Queen of Water, which is the most beautiful heartfelt card. So he's going to be fine, but just give him time, give him till Jupiter time, Sagittarius time, and he'll be absolutely fine. I just reassure him, it's okay to be him. Good morning to Kat Garner. Looking forward to the starscopes. I hope yours was helpful. Tough to squeeze everything in, plus readings. Tell me about it. I'm looking at the clock. And I'll do you a card as well. So let's have a look. And you wish me happy birthday. Thank you. I'm having such a ball this birthday. I've got the best present of all this year because I ask people not to buy me physical presents. I am trying to get stuff out of the house. I'm trying to declutter. But what I've had is the most beautiful. I've been surrounded by love. I've had so many beautiful messages. And I just feel so celebrated. And that is the most special thing in the world, to have wonderful people in your life. So thank you all for listening and being here because you're all part of it. It's absolute. It's so heart opening. I cannot tell you. I have two lovely cards for you. I have a Knight of Earth. This knight has his ploughed field and his trusty horse at his side. And he's got the plans open and he's planning what to plant. And it comes with a water card, the Four of Water, Four of Cups. Now, the Four of Cups usually means that emotionally you're not seeing the full picture. And because he's got this blank inside him of getting to work, I would say with this full moon, sit and meditate and intend. Just see, do some breath work and see what comes up for you. Okay. Good morning to Pamela Snow, who wishes me happy birthday. I've got 3 minutes left. I'm just going to refresh this page very quickly because I don't want to miss anybody out, because you know how much I appreciate you all. And don't forget, of course, while I'm doing this refreshing, that Mark Husson, I know by now, will be getting ready for his show. And I'm so much looking forward to hearing what he has to say. And if you don't get his shorts in the morning, don't forget to look on YouTube. Every day you're going to get the lowdown on the astrology of the day, and it's free. What more could you ask for? So thank you for doing that for us all, Mark. And let me have a look to make sure I haven't missed anybody out. Did I do a card for Joni? No, I don't think I did. So let me very quickly. Oh, I've got 3 minutes left. Card for Joni, please. I am struggling with this wrist brace I have on, so bear with me. Card for Joni, please. Ah, there we go. You have the Chariot, Joni, which is associated with the sign of Cancer. So it's the summer energy. It comes with Archangel Metatron, and this is about taking charge of your life. And it, the black horse and the white horse, one is fate and one is positive intention. And the trick is, with this card, is to know which one is which, because you can't do anything about fate, but you can do something about positive intention. So I hope that is helpful to you this week. Hello to Pamela. Good morning to Mary Landon Vink. Would love a message if there's time. Just by the skin of my teeth, I can see I've got about 1.5 minutes left. So could I have a card, please, for Mary on this lovely day? I have to say also, happy birthday to John Joseph as well, if he's listening. He and his chart and mine are very close. Mary, oh, lucky you, who wouldn't want to be you. Six of Fire, the victory card. Now, this comes with two other cards, and it shows me that you've maybe been worrying about something, worrying about an outcome, but I've got it with the wish card as well. So this is saying, keep your wishes positive and just know that everything is going to work out for the highest good. Ah, so there we go. So I think I have done everybody's messages. I hope I have. I will get this. As Jennifer said, happy birthday and well done for the premium bonds. Absolutely, what a present that was. It shows you what positive outcome can do. I've been thinking about positivity, and the Louise Hay affirmation about when you follow your passions, then your prosperity will follow suit. I've just been trying to keep things very positive, even though I have got a couple of hiccupy things going on in my life. I'm not having it. I'm having a good life from now on in. So I hope you will join me in that intention. If you want the starscapes again, as I say, you'll find them on the front page of 1-2-Listen, where you'll also find the gratitude board. And I think I'm going over there right now and giving gratitude for you and today. And it's a great life. So thank you so much for joining me. I so appreciate you. I am going to settle back now with my English cup of tea and listen to what Mark Husson has got to say. I'll be back at the same time next week here on 1-2 Radio, and I hope at some point I will drop into 1-2 Listen for readings later this week. I might catch you there. So wherever you are, lots of love, take care, and bye-bye for now.